Eddie had a job to do this evening and you came through it with flying colours.
Yeah, really pleased with the whole group. Obviously, nights like this are tricky. There's no guarantee you're going to come through a test like this, and you have to earn the right to progress. We did that with a very good mentality and attitude to our work and some very good performances.
How much was the tone set by Christian Atsu rattling the crossbar after about 90 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great strike, and really unfortunate not to see Christian score his first Bournemouth goal, but that set the tone for a slightly frustrating opening part to the game for us. But once the first goal came, I think it relaxed everybody, and then we were comfortable winners.
It says a lot when the home fans are applauding bits of your play, they're applauding your substitutes off the field. They know they've seen a decent sight this evening.
Yeah, it's always nice, I think, when you see the opposing fans thank the players for their efforts. It's not what you set out to do, but it's nice. And I think they've seen a Bournemouth team really committed to giving up a performance and trying to get through, which is, you know, all can ask, really.
What are the biggest things for you to come out of this evening, apart from the minutes in the players' legs? Quite a few haven't got near the 18 even. The likes of Junior Stanislas hasn't even been in the 18 yet.
Well, I think it goes to show the strength of the squad, and, you know, if we're going to be successful this year, we're going to need strength and depth, that is for sure. And once the deadline ends, we can't add to our squad. So it's important that these guys take their opportunity and perform, because this could be, you know, the last opportunity for a while if they don't. Obviously, they get the window every day in training, and we know how good they are. But you still need to deliver it, and there are many aspects of the performance today that were very good, and of course there's still things to work on.
With the quality you've got to be able to rotate with, is this a competition you can actually win this season? Is that realistic?
Yeah, be nice, wouldn't it? From our perspective, we try and win every game, Chris, so no matter who we play, we try and win, and we prepare the same for a league game, cup game. It makes no difference. Make it clear, I've rotated the squad tonight not to devalue the competition or not want to get through. We're absolutely determined to try and win, so we just believe in the squad we have.
Is it more important to rotate because of the demands of the Premier League now, that you have to protect the players who are playing in the league week in, week out?
Well, I think the demands of the Premier League are huge in terms of the physical output, but also the mental output and the pressure of the games and the microscope that's on the players. So in some senses, yes, we want to make sure everyone's fresh for every game, and it gives players an opportunity. You've got some really good players who are chomping at the bit to play, so what an ideal opportunity to give them some game time.
And there'll be guys who've played tonight who won't even be in the 18 for Leicester on Saturday. How big is your challenge in keeping them happy?
Well, I think that's one of the manager's big challenges these days, because you can only pick 18, so the numbers don't go. Someone's going to miss out, and unfortunately some very good players are going to have to watch some games this year, but they will be called upon, they will be used, and they're loved and valued by us. I think that's important to say. It's not a case of you're left out because you're not wanted or valued, and, you know, we value everyone in our squad.
No secret of the fact you are obviously still trying to add bodies before the deadline. What are the chances now? How are they progressing those moves at the moment?
We'll see. I mean, it's difficult. You know, we've been chasing transfers for a while now, and things take time. And as I said all along, there's no guarantee we will add to the squad at all. We're trying, but the numbers have got to be right and the players have got to be available.
What is the waiting game? I mean, is it simply involving getting bids accepted? Have you had bids accepted?
A whole host of things, Chris. There's not just one thing we're waiting on. It's to complete a transfer. Sometimes there's a whole host of other transfers that have to be completed. So I'm not, as much as I'd like to add to the squad, I'm not losing any sleep over it. I think we have a good squad. We have a nice balance to our team, as you can see here from the two 11s that we put out this week. But it would be nice to add another one or two bits.
And finally, with the number of players you have got, is there any chance of anybody going, either on loan or permanently?
Certainly not looking to really lose anybody the other way, not at this moment in time. You know, you can see today, you know, I wouldn't be wanting to lose anybody from the team today.